Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We were having a bitch about somebody there.
No, don't say that.
That's really
don't
good.
Say that.
Okay, here's what you said. I won't mention the person. You said, of the person.
Oh,
it's brilliant.
No.
I won't. I won't even give
really
a clue.
Don't.
I won't give a clue.
Oh, no, it happens to a lot of people. But people accuse me of lying about my age.
No, I know.
I've never lied about my
age. You said, the amazing thing about such and such a person was that when you met that person first, that person was 2 years
older than
you.
Yeah.
And now that person is a year younger than you.
Well, it must be that maybe she went somewhere where time goes...
I didn't even say he or she.
Where
and
time
just
goes slower. No, I think we all know it's a bit of a female thing. But I hated being young. I hated being in my teens. I wanted to be older. And now suddenly you go, brilliant, I'm now older. And then you have to be younger again. It's terrible.
That's a pain in the neck.
Now, here, when did freckles become age spots? What's that all about? Suddenly
it's like,
we've got pigmentation. No, they're freckles. Leave me alone.
Are people saying freckles are an age thing now?
Yeah, see, any marks on your face are freckles up to 30, then they become pigmentation, then they become age spots, apparently.
When did a mole become a beauty spot and a beauty spot stop being a beauty spot and becomes a mole?
I don't know. I think a beauty spot is a nice little round, cute one like Cindy Crawford or
as
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, the ones that may need medical attention, I think, are moles.
And that could be sinister baddies in a bad episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Now, Jamelia hit the.
This is not contentious. It's a very sensitive issue that I thought we'd chat about today,
okay.
And it does get people talking.
Sorry, Maya Dunphy, by the way.
Hello, good
welcome,
morning.
Welcome. Jamelia, she was on that girly chat.
I am going back to London. I swear, two weeks in a row I've come in, but
that's great.
Back tomorrow. She hit the headlines this week. She is. Still a pop star, former Voice of Ireland coach / pop star turned social commentator on Loose Women. And she said this week that she did not believe plus size clothes should be stocked by the high street because it normalises an unhealthy lifestyle. But a bit like, and I know you've mentioned Don Ronson a lot this last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I love that
brilliant
book, yeah.
What's it called?
So You've Been Publicly Shamed. Yeah.
But Twitter... she was vilified on Twitter and just across the whole internet. But the interesting thing is a lot of people who went for her hadn't, it's Chinese whispers, they hadn't actually seen I don't watch Loose Women. And I thought, God, so I thought I'm going to actually go and have a look and see exactly what she said. And I think it was taken out of context. And because she is very slim, probably size 8 and very beautiful, it's easy for her to cast aspersions on people who are overweight. But, you know, fundamentally what she meant was that we should not be normalising a very unhealthy weight. But if the debate had been about obesity, it would have been a different thing, which essentially it was. But it was the angle she took that caused so much offence. Because if you and I were here today, now, I'm usually slimmer than this. You're very slim. If you and I sat here and discussed the problem of obesity in Ireland, and it's a huge problem and it's an escalating problem, but if we discussed it or if Dr. Nina Burns is in a professional discussing it, there wouldn't be a problem. But if I sat here and went, God, fat people, they shouldn't be able to shop in Topshop, but they shouldn't be stocking size 20 in Topshop, that would be incredible. Hurtful thing to say. Mm-hmm. I do believe that making people feel shite about themselves is not the answer. Same with smoking or drinking to excess. So I think her approach was wrong. But in defence of her, don't kill me, in defence of her, what she meant was that we should not be. Do you remember last year we were talking about school blazers now coming in 44-inch chests?
Yes.
Now, I don't think that's a... Now, obviously, if a child is that big, they need to get a blazer. But it should not... I wouldn't like to see it becoming the norm in school uniform shops. Rather, we should be addressing how kids are having 44-inch chests.
I read a piece...
Jamelia also said she doesn't think that size zero should be a thing, but nobody jumped on that bandwagon. They just jumped on the other side of it.
It's always the way. Yeah. Unfortunately, you can spend the day slagging and talking about people being skinny, but you cannot do it the other way around because it's offensive for some weird reason. Now, because I read a piece yesterday by a doctor who said that, you know, the MRI scanning machines and they've had to bring in extra ones that are open on the side because people have got so heavy and that they have to use things that they use in vet clinics for horses because people are getting so heavy. So that's that. And the same doctor was also, a woman was saying that what she objects to is the glorification of it and the glamorizing. In other words, very, very heavy people, there's websites for everything now, but saying that it's good, you know, I'm fat and I'm fab, And she's saying, she was making the point, going, yeah, you're fat and you're fab, and you're also going to cost us, the taxpayer, a fortune, because you're going to be going to hospital later on in life with diabetes and all these other illnesses and diseases that you will get from being overweight.
Yes.
So she objected medically to the idea that it's something to be celebrated, which is worth a chat too.
Yeah, if the loose women discussion had been about that aspect of it, the fact is that, and is it Ambrose McCauley, who used to be in the Department of Health, when he said a couple of years ago that, and it's really awful, we're all living longer, but he said this generation of parents, people my age and your age, will be the first ones, if we're not careful, to bury our children before ourselves. And it was a pretty awful thing, but you know, he said no, because of obesity and diabetes in young people, for kids to be that overweight. I mean, we're not talking about a few pounds. Everyone puts on a few pounds. We're talking about morbid obesity. Mm. And when you talk about normalising it, actually it's now abnormal to be a healthy weight in Ireland. 2 out of 3 people are now overweight, not necessarily morbidly obese, but they're overweight. So only 1 in 3 people in Ireland is considered to be a healthy weight. So in that respect, I understand the point that was being made. When it comes to plus size clothing, I don't believe that. If it's just because somebody, if somebody is, say, my height, 5'4", not particularly tall, and a size 26, they might, like, that's not a healthy weight for somebody. But I still don't believe that person should have to go under Cloak of Darkness. That's it. There's an idea for a shop name. Cloak of Darkness.
Cloak of Darkness.
To an industrial estate to buy horrendous clothes. Of course they should be able to buy clothes, because no one's going to become, oh look, Topshop are doing size 24. Maybe I'll become a size 24. That's not going to happen. Yeah. And like I said, making people feel really bad about themselves doesn't help
the shops around, I see, you know, like Mr. Big, or, you know, We Are Huge, or, you know, there's shops for, if you've got long feet, or, you know, Krusty and the gang. You know, there are shops that cater for...
Yeah, my brother has size 15
what?
Feet.
What?
Yeah. You could put a pillow in them, and it's... They're like guest beds.
They must, so, they must be.
Yeah, he has to walk up the keys and go to Heather's, the giant shoe shop.
And then hop into the into the Liffey with two canoes.
Yeah, you actually
for his feet, for his shoes.
But then he's 6'4" and a bit, so...
Oh, well, he's a tall man.
Yeah, otherwise he'd just fall over if he had smaller feet. It's just about balance, isn't it?
Just getting the balance right. How do you have a brother of that height and shoe size?
He was fed and I wasn't. I don't know. Ask my parents.
Clearly, he was nurtured by a loving mother compared to you. You were just given a tin of SMA and a kettle.
5'4" is actually... Now, this is... You'll be the Jamelia of the week now for picking on small people. I am 5'4", which is actually average height. So I am averagely tall.
I'm not criticising that.
It's great. My husband's family are all teeny. His mother's 4'9", his sister's 4'11", so I feel like an Amazon.
So you're walking like
family.
A gigantrix. Yeah.
It's great.
Wandering around going, my people, I have arrived.
So you're being heightist now.
That's I am. Okay.
Yeah, you're picking on me for being small.
If you read that John Ronson book, no matter what you say, the you know,
he's brilliant.
It's a really good piece.
I think he does spoken word tours.
I don't know if I want to listen the voice. I think he's easier on the eye with the print.
Really? No, I love watching him being interviewed. I like him.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
No, I do. I do. I
saw him recently and
I
thought he was very engaging.
But it
does come into what we're talking about, because...
Do you like Louis Theroux?
Yes, I love Louis Theroux.
I could watch him all day now. I think his style...
Well, you watched By Reason of Insanity.
Yeah, I did.
Very disturbing.
I love watching Louis Theroux with the teenager at home, because it gives you great insight into the world. All his documentaries are so absorbing.
He's really engaging. He has that great way about him where if you actually looked at a script and saw what he said, he doesn't say that much, but he just says the right things. It's almost like he lights the touch paper and he lets people go. And he'll ask the difficult questions.
But he's not annoying. He's not in your face.
No.
It's as you say, it's effortless, which of course is not effortless.
And it's
insightful.
Unique. He's great.
Yeah. But John Ronson's book is a cracker, just into the whole thing. The shaming, the idea of it, and how
that's what actually I felt for Jamelia, and she tweeted after the poor girl was ripped apart by people who hadn't even seen the interview, that she said, "I'm not going to explain myself to people who deliberately want to misconstrue what I've said." I'm paraphrasing what she said.
It's a bit like the Russell Brand, Jonathan Ross thing, when they got about 10 complaints about that phone call they made to Andrew Sachs, and then when the Daily Mail took it on, they got 15,000 and the dominoes fell. The head of the radio station had to go, and Ross had to go. It changed everything.
3-4 days after Jamelia said this, suddenly it was, Jamelia wants all fat people sent you know, out of England and sent to a different country. Let them go and shop in industrial estates. And if you actually take the time to watch the 2 minutes that she spoke for, she just says we shouldn't normalise extreme thinness or extreme fatness by way of clothes on the high street. But it was the clothes on the high street thing that, as I said, lit the touch paper.
They just jump up and down. Where are you on false eyelashes? To wear or not to wear? Do you wear them?
I heard you. If I could, I've really thick hair, but really bad eyelashes.
Right.
And for my wedding, I got lash extensions, and they were. I felt like the most beautiful woman in the world for about 3 weeks. So they lasted about 3 weeks to a month.
So did you make a habit
of
it then?
So you'd wake up in the morning and you just look
heavenly.
Beautiful. It was lovely. I got out of a swimming pool looking lovely. But they ripped out my eyelashes one by one, and I looked like an emu or whatever those birds are.
I know what you mean, the emu. Yeah.
So if it was something that was safe, I would have done it all the time.
But it just didn't feel right.
And I went back to the clinic and went, look at my eyes, I look like I've been in some kind of accident. And they said, oh no, it's fine, it's perfectly safe, it doesn't do your eyes any harm. But you're attaching quite heavy fibres to a very delicate hair, so obviously it's going to damage your eyelashes. If it didn't, I would do it all the time.
But
I did it once, it was great. But I think we have to be careful.
I'm going to take some text messages, many of which are coming in after this commercial break.
Do people hate me?
No, not at all. It's not funny enough.
My hormones can't take it.
Oh yeah, how are the hormones?
They're fine.
Are they?
Joking.
You're all over the shop.
No, I'm great.
Right, well, do you want to stop gnawing that piece of coal? How are you, Maya?
I'm good, thank you.
You're doing well there.
I am.
I love my freckles as a text. I drive for a living, so the last few... the last few days, that has brought them all out on my right arm only. Obviously,
freckles are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But here we go again. We've spent 20 minutes talking about plus size fashion. I love my freckles.
Yeah. One passing comment.
No, I was only saying, again, it's shaming of women again. That suddenly freckles are cute. Then you get to an age where you're being targeted by beauty clinics saying, oh, we can fade your pigmentation. You go, hang on, they were cute freckles 5 years ago.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
I am £5 up from a holiday. I'm off to the gym now to lose it. People say it's only £5, but that's where it starts to go wrong. It goes from £5 to a stone and then becomes acceptable to be fat, and that's wrong.
Well, the thing, but my attitude has always been, I don't weigh myself, but I have an idea of what size I am when I'm not heavily pregnant. And I always put on weight after Christmas and holidays.
Because, I'm sure, it's just, who doesn't?
Yeah, but
me.
Then apart from you. You just take it easy and I go back down. But sometimes when you accept, like, let's say you're a size 12 and you're buying a dress and it's a size 14 and then it's a size 16, there comes a point where you have to decide at 16, no, I'm not going to go up to 18 next year. I'm going to get down to 14. But it's a personal thing. Now, it's not always easy. It's a Donal O'Shea, the doctor who was on the Saturday Night Show. And, you know, he said that she'd be treated like a disease and the same way that, you know, lung cancer would be for smokers. And I don't necessarily agree with that because, there are so many different factors behind obesity, like, you know, depression, low self-esteem. It isn't just that people choose to eat too much. And it's very hard when you get extremely overweight. It's a big battle. If you've come back and you're half a stone overweight, it's niggling to lose those few pounds. But if you have to lose 8 stone or 10 stone, you know, it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
It's a big job. You might lose 2 stone and no one even notices it.
I agree with Maya, says the text, but I do feel that if the bigger sizes were available, I'd be more inclined to fall into it without even realising. I found myself picking up a size 14 last week and it took me a week to realise that's not the size I should be when I'm only 5 foot something.
Oh. Yeah, one thing is, most shops have always gone up to a size 16 or 18. And I mean, I would slightly disagree with that I think if somebody is a size 24 and suddenly size 26 becomes available in a high street store, I don't think that person's going to say, oh great, I can eat more cake and fit into the size 26. I think we need to tackle, I mean, by 2030 we're going to be the fattest nation in Europe. And that's not an accolade we want.
It certainly is not. Texas, I work for a well-known courier delivery company and we deliver for online clothes companies, and unfortunately a lot of people, obese, large-sized people, buy online so they don't have to go to the shops. And another says,
that's awful.
Jamelia said, and it's been totally taken out of context.
Yeah, it has.
She probably said what everyone thought but was too scared to say.
No, like I've said, I don't repeat myself again, but it's just because she was mentioning it from a clothing perspective, saying almost like people took it as her saying, you don't deserve to wear nice clothes because you are fat, which is a horrible thing to say. And like I said, I just don't believe that making people feel really bad about themselves is ever a solution.
No, never. I think people go on about about people being fat too much. Yes, it's a massive problem, I agree, but people need to start talking about other more serious food problems like bulimia and anorexia.
Well, the thing is, statistics say that obesity is the biggest problem facing our health service and facing our health. So that's, I think, people do talk about bulimia and anorexia. We talk about eating disorders all the time. They're still in every single woman's magazine. And they're now trying to ban size zero from the catwalk. I mean, there's some horrendous
They've done
looking,
that in France, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And that's a step in the right direction. But, you know, I said stats don't lie. And if 2 out of 3 people in Ireland are overweight, some of whom are morbidly obese, and that's kind of what we need to be talking about.
What women's magazine would you pick up in the airport?
I don't buy those magazines. No, I don't.
You must want to flick through them. Every woman wants to flick through
them. I do, in the hairdresser, I'll flick through
them. Okay, which one would you pick, gravitate towards then? Not buy, gravitate. Grazia. Grazia, why?
Or Irish Tatler, because they have that nice mix of fashion, teeny bit of not too gossipy gossip. And then they have the kind of one page of current affairs, like, oh look, let's read a page about Syria and then go on to Angelina Jolie.
So don't waste
but
time.
But no, genuinely, I don't buy those crappy magazines anymore, not the celebrity gossip ones.
But people love
them. They're too depressing. But then I will pick them up in the hairdresser.
Yeah, you see,
look at this. What is Kim Marsh doing? And yeah, comments like that.
Keith, my barber was telling me. I was chatting to him.
Keith, your barber.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And I was chatting to him, and I said to him, "Look at the lads queuing up, because you have to queue for ages." But anyway, it's worth it in the end. One hopes. But anyway, there were 4 lads. I said, "Look at the lads. Not one guy looking up. All heads down on the phones." And he said, "It's funny you should say that." He said, "All my magazines are now untouched."
Really?
He's real rock
all
and roll.
All those copies of Hot Press.
No,
that's all barbers ever have is Hot Press, isn't
this
it?
This guy, like, he's got Empire and Q magazine, and he's got good, like, he's music Mojo and stuff like that. He's Muso, and all the lads. No, he said the magazines. He said, "I just buy them for myself now." No
Do
one's
you
reading
know
the
there's a new phenomenon called iPhone chin?
I can believe it. Yes. I didn't hear that.
Because usually if you're reading a book on a train, you don't tend to hold it down in your lap. You tend to hold it up a little bit. Phones, you look down. And apparently it was in some crappy woman's magazine that women are getting, like slim women are getting these kind of turkey necks.
Like from looking down all the time?
From sitting there looking down on their phones. And men too, but I think women are getting more obsessed about it.
But if you drive past
iPhone
the bus
stop. Chin, huh? iPhone turkey neck.
iChin.
So you have to just keep
looking at the phone
sticking
up like Roger Ramsey.
Yes, exactly.
Keep the phone up. If you pass by a bus stop, you'll see all the heads down now. That's just a fact of the matter. Yeah. And I was talking to somebody in New York and in a restaurant, and this person's working for the media side of things, and said that they have now got a mobile minute. So socially, when they're out and about and they're having drinks or what have you, they'll say, "Okay, are we going to have a mobile minute?" Yep. So rather than having one on the phone, one off the phone, they can all have a minute to look at their phones to go, okay, there's a text.
And then
they
go away.
And then the phone's back in the bags.
That's rather controlling, but I like it.
It's controlling, but it means that, you know what I mean?
There's nothing worse.
One
conversation, someone taking your phone out. It's just awful.
It's out of control. Complete. For fab eyelashes, use Rapid Lash, available in Boots. €50 expensive, but when you consider the price of extensions and how they damage your own lashes, it's great. After 6 weeks, you'll get luscious long eyelashes.
I've tried that. Doesn't work.
Sure, of course, Camellia was criticised. It's perfectly acceptable to put skinny women down these days with comments such as "only dogs want bones" and songs such as "Anaconda" and whatever Meghan Trainor's singing about these days. The minute you criticise anyone overweight, however, you're vilified. I saw XL and XXL in a shop the other day in a section called "The Average Girl." Obesity should not be the norm.
It is true that it seems to be okay to knock very skinny women as for being bad examples, but not the very overweight.
Well, Meghan Trainor talks about the skinny bitches, right? And if you said those
she's
fat
quite,
birds,
it's quite tongue in cheek.
You know,
the thing about Meghan Trainor is about a size 10 to 12,
she
and is considered to be a larger lady in music.
Is she?
And that is absolute balls.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Isn't
so
it?
I think her stuff was quite fun, and it's also aimed at very young girls. I think that's quite a healthy thing, not to call women skinny bitches, but you know, it's tongue in cheek. It's a bit of fun, and she's a healthy weight. She's not a size.
She's
are
you saying she's a grand girl? So she is.
I am saying she's
saying
a grand girl.
She's a grand girl, so she is.
She's not doing those websites that you're referring to.
Richard E. Grant on the Late Late Show tonight.
How brilliant!
Gabriel Byrne.
His boutique hotel.
Yeah, oh, it's good, isn't it?
The name of which escapes me.
It's called, oh gosh, you're right, I can't remember the doctor. Jesus, I was only reading about it yesterday.
I like him.
Get the name of the Richard E. Grant.
Very charming man.
He's got his own, he's got a unisex perfume.
What?
Yes.
You two can smell like
Mr. Richard E. Grant. And Gabriel Byrne's on tonight. Gabriel Byrne, Hotel Secrets is the Hotel name that just miraculously came to me. Thank you. Not by grace telling me at all. And Gabriel Byrne played Richard E. Grant's dad in the movie that Richard E. Grant directed about his own life called Wawa.
Wow.
And they're both on together. Isn't that funny?
That is lovely.
That's a great coincidence.
What's the perfume called?
It's called Jack.
With Nail and Eye perfume.
It's called Jack. Jack by Richard E. Grant. And yeah.
And who is he aiming this at? This is
he's all about perfume. He loves smells and scents, and he's into the notes and
I
the
guess,
whole lot.
Yeah, unisex perfume. Remember, CK1 was the first really successful one to do that, which is beautiful.
Yeah,
and then crazily overpriced Tom Ford does it as well.
And he does it, and now Richard E. Grant's on that merry bandwagon.
That's
very interesting.
I'm losing interest now.
So I know, that's why I'm going to say goodbye. Yeah. But listen, go on and be off with you now, and we'll see you next week, no doubt.
No, I'm gone. I'm back to London tomorrow, so I'll see you at some stage anyway. Yeah.